Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try Assemble and Bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Joining us this morning, Odyssey NFL insider Ross Tucker. Check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. Ross, good morning.
Morning, guys. How are you?
Good. We're doing all right. I'm going to go off the board here just a second. I know we normally talk NFL football here, but who's your favorite to win the national championship in college football?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's Indiana. I think it's kind of an Indiana all year. Incredibly impressed, amazed, whatever you want to call it. You know, I keep thinking, okay, this is the game. You know what I mean? Like, when they played Oregon, I thought, okay, you know, they're not going to go out to Oregon and win. I thought they might even lose to Penn State. Certainly did not think they would beat Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game. And I even was curious to see how the Alabama game would go. But those guys just keep answering the bell every week. And it's kind of crazy because a bunch of their players are from James Madison, you know, and came over with Cignetti from James Madison. I mean, when I was in high school, James Madison recruited me. I was one AA. I was an FCS guy. So it's just bananas to see a bunch of JMU kids and some other transfers, and obviously Mendoza and the whole deal. But, you know, I keep thinking they don't have that good a player. They don't have five stars. And then every game, you know, the quarterback is awesome. The receivers make ridiculous catches. The O-line's terrific. It's one of the craziest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, we're absolutely captivated by it, and they'll play tomorrow. We'll get to the NFL weekend, but let's start with the Lions. They've got an offensive coordinator opening. What should they be looking for?
Well, by the way, first, tonight's Ole Miss-Miami, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so I think my one nephew is 3 years old, so we're all rooting. I hope we're on the same page on this up in Michigan. We all need to root for Miami tonight.
No, why?
No, I'll tell you why. Say what? Well, listen. I like the Ole Miss story. It would be hilarious. Either way, we win. Okay, if Ole Miss wins, it's kind of like, oh, really, Lane Kiffin? You couldn't win a national championship at Ole Miss, but these guys are playing better without you.
Yeah.
If Miami wins, I'm gonna post on social media that the SEC has not been in a national championship game since my nephew was born.
I like that too, Ross. That's a good point.
I can accept that as well. Yeah.
When's the last time the SEC was even in the game? It hasn't even been in the
Ross,
game in 3 years. It's crazy.
We talked to you a little bit about it last week. We got the varsity up here in the north, and we got the junior varsity in the south.
Mm-hmm. So let's get back to the OC. What should the Lions be looking for, and who do you think's at the top of the list?
Well, that's a fascinating question, because what I'm curious about is the alignment with kind of what Dan wants. You know, is there a Ben Johnson disciple? Is there a guy that Dan really feels good about? I mean, obviously Aaron Glenn felt like Tanner Engstrand was that guy, which is why he took him to the Jets, you know? And Dan thought John Morton could do the job. He couldn't. So the offense is still pretty darn good. And Jared and Amon-Ra, like, I don't want to bring somebody else in that's totally revamping what they've done. I mean, I want to try to build on, you know, what they've done the last 4 years, you know, under Ben Johnson, and then even a lot of good things this past year. I know it wasn't quite the same, and injuries were part of that. Certainly the offensive line taking a big step back was part of that. But I'm not looking to bring somebody in that's totally bringing in a new offense and making these guys start from square one. So, you guys probably have the candidates in front of you better than me, but I want someone that's kind of from that Ben Johnson tree, if you will.
Yeah, I would agree. And the question is going to be, you know, how do they find it? How does he ascertain if this coach, whoever it is, has those qualities like he sees in himself and obviously like he saw in Ben Johnson?
Well, and part of that, Ross, is does Dan want to call plays or does he want to hand it off to someone to do what Ben Johnson did, right? That's going to be part of his decision.
Well, that's a huge part of it, because if you are a coordinator candidate, it's funny because I was on with the guys in Kansas City yesterday, the Odyssey station in Kansas City, and they said, well, how attractive of a job is it in Kansas City if you're not actually calling the plays? And I said, I don't know, man. I still think it's pretty attractive, because think about how many head coaching interviews Eric Bieniemy got. You know, Nagy got the Bears job, and now Nagy today and tomorrow has 3 head coach interviews. So if you go somewhere good, if you go somewhere where they're doing things right and impressive, you don't really have to call the plays in order to get head coach interviews. It probably helps, definitely helps, but it's not a mandatory thing. I'm sure there will be some coordinator candidates that won't be interested if Dan still wants to call it, but there might be others that say, you know what? They took a step back last year. If I come in there and they get back to where they were, you know, they take a step forward, I'm going to be the one that gets the credit for it.
Right.
I'm going to be the one that gets a lot of the kudos for getting the Lions back to averaging over 30 points a game.
So it was still a darn good offense. And there are some issues. Obviously, there's a lot of issues because they're not playing in the postseason. They didn't make the playoffs this year after going to the NFC Championship game, after getting the number one seed last year. This year, they're out. What's the number one thing that the Lions need to do this offseason to get back to where they were?
Well, assuming you mean other than figure out how to prevent all these injuries, which is probably the number one, when you think about how beat up the offensive line was, and then obviously the safety position. A couple things jump out to me. You know, the offensive line. You know, I don't know what's going to happen with Taylor Decker, but they did not play well enough at the left tackle spot this year. They just did not. I do think, you know, Ratledge and Mahogany are going to be fine at guards. You know, center's an interesting one. I think when they get Laporta back, I think the skill guys are fine. I really do. I think it's more about making sure the line is where they want it to be on offense. Defensively, you know, obviously getting the safeties healthy. I'll be curious to see what they do with Anzalone, because he's a free agent and they have other guys. You know, they gave Barnes a deal, and I think Campbell's what, up for a deal maybe?
Extension eligible.
Yes.
Yeah, he's extension eligible. But when I watch the Lions, they ask Anzalone to do a lot. I mean, like that Cowboys game I called, they pretty much just put him locked up one-on-one against Cowboys tight end Jake Ferguson. People don't do that. Like, people don't have an off-the-ball backer locked up one-on-one with a top 10 tight end wherever he goes all over the field. So they either need to get Anzalone back or figure out how they're going to handle those situations. Maybe they think Campbell can do it. I don't know. But the more I studied the Lions, the more I realized they asked Anzalone to do things that you know, most other teams don't ask their linebacker. I mean, he was like basically the nickelback for a big portion of that game.
Yeah.
Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Because they play a lot of three linebackers, yeah. So they do ask a lot of them. He's Ross Tucker. He joins us. He's our insider, brought to you by Nationwide. For your insurance and financial needs, Nationwide is on your side. As we look ahead to Wild Card Weekend, I think there are so many storylines, and I don't know if every show has asked you about it, but it feels like Josh Allen's opportunity here, without Mahomes, without Burrow, without Lamar, is this Josh Allen's moment?
So that's definitely the narrative, and I hate that the Bills have to play the Jags in the first round. I mean, I said this yesterday on the Ross Tucker Football Podcast. I think the winner of that game is going to the Super Bowl. I think right now in the AFC, I think the Jaguars are the best team. People don't realize it because they're not on TV, so people don't really see them play. But I think the Jags are the best team right now. But I think the Bills have the best player. And so that's a very tight spread. That game could go either way, but it's a shame they have to play against each other in the first round, because I feel like strongly that that could be the AFC championship game. And think about whoever loses. You know, like if the Bills lose, it's, oh my gosh, do they fire McDermott? And even without Burrow and Lamar and Mahomes, they couldn't even win a playoff game. Meanwhile, if the Jags lose, everybody's going to say, see, I told you the Jags weren't good. See, I told you the Jags were frauds, without realizing that they're actually a really good team. So I'm picking the winner of that game, the Sunday 1 o'clock Eastern game. The winner of that game, I think, is going to the Super Bowl.
Let's shift to the NFC and just talk briefly about the Bears and the Packers. The Bears, we saw them obviously last week. A lot of people talk about they get down early. They've been able to come back. They weren't against the Lions. Is this run over for the Bears, or are the injuries that the Packers have suffered too much for the Packers to overcome?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's a toss-up game, but I lean Packers because it's a short week. The Bears played their guys. That was a physical, tough game against the Lions. Can't tell you how much respect I have for Dan Campbell and all the guys for the effort and performance, professional performance that they put forth on Sunday. That's what Lions football is all about. And for the Packers, those guys all took the week off. So on a short week for the Bears, going against the Packers with those guys flying around, I lean Green Bay. I lean the playoff pedigree and the rest of Packers against the Bears.
Real quick, have the Eagles been playing possum, defending champs? Is this when they make their run?
The only aspect of them playing possum is Jalen Hurts running. So their defense is awesome, and their defense is going to be awesome throughout the playoffs. What, you know, their offensive line's taking a big step back with all the injuries and stuff. but they have not unleashed Hurts' legs. He's run barely at all season. And so wait till you see Sunday. They might wait till the second half if they need it, but they're just a different offense. I mean, he's like a running back. They're a different offense when they really kicked that into high gear. And I think that they knew where they were going, and I think they were trying to save it for this exact situation.
I lied. One more. We're tight for time. Who's going to the Super Bowl? Give us your matchup.
I'll take let's go Buffalo and Seattle. I think it's either Seattle or the Rams in the NFC. I think those are the two best teams. Seattle looked awfully good the other night. Man, I love the way they fly around. I'll take Bills, Seahawks in the Super Bowl.
He's Ross Tucker, Odyssey NFL Insider. Check out the Ross Tucker Football Podcast on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. We'll talk again next week, Ross. Thanks.
Thanks.
Sounds great. See you guys.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.